Welcome to the Aviano Air Base 31st Fighter Wing podcast titled Return with Honor. I'm Brigadier General Tad Clark, and I am joined by two very special guests. First of which is Chief Master Sergeant Cesar Flores, my command chief here in the 31st Fighter Wing. And I'm going to save the next introduction for just a moment because we are in for a real treat today for today's podcast. For those in the wing, you're familiar. For those that are not in the wing, you may have heard that we have cultural tenets that we try to focus on and work on day to day in the execution of the mission in this wing. One of those cultural tenets is thrive. And we want to make sure that people thrive in life, not just for the time that they're assigned in the 31st Fighter Wing, but as they move through their life journey, they can think back on this time at Aviano as a launch pad for success in life, and they continue to thrive in the years ahead. And part of thriving is our ability to be resilient. We all enjoy the high times in life, but of course, life has a way of presenting to us with certain challenges and circumstances that are difficult. And so resiliency is very, very important. It's an important tenet for warfighters. It's an important tenet for those in this wing. And I think it's an important tenet for anyone, no matter where you are in life. So we are very, very blessed to have a special guest with us. Our guest is Dr. Alyssa Gavalik-Hauk, and she has a powerful story. She specializes in many, many different topics, one of which is resiliency. And so I don't want to rob any more time from you, Alyssa. I know the audience is going to be really, really blessed to hear what you have to share. So, Alyssa, you have had some extremely difficult circumstances to face as you've navigated life. Would you be so kind to share your story?
I wish that I could offer my expertise just conceptually, but unfortunately, a good portion of the things I've learned about resiliency came when I needed them the most. I was a special operations military spouse for 15 years, and suddenly I became a 33-year-old widow with six children when my late husband died in a tragic parachute training accident suddenly. I did the best I could do to navigate that season of my life, but didn't get to stay very long in a place of resilience before I was challenged again with the tragic loss of my youngest of my six children in a drowning accident. And it wasn't 6 months later, I experienced the loss of my brother to suicide. And I only had 11 months before I lost the youngest of my six siblings in a quadruple homicide that was covered up by arson and federally investigated. And so while I was going through all of those different things, I realized I didn't just want to survive. I wanted to do more. I had five sets of eyes watching me, and I needed to teach my children what resilience looked like. So I went to school and went back and got my doctorate degree and began to not only move through resilience and recovery and grief, but also research it and study it and evaluate how is this done well? What are great examples of people who have gotten through similar types of hardships and even different types of hardships resiliently? What do these qualities and characteristics look like? And how can I not only practice them in my life, but share them with any audience I get the chance to? So that's kind of how I've gotten to the place where I am. I know every single aspect of that journey was challenging and difficult, but necessary. So there's a level of gratitude and even being able to to share that depth of a journey in this short of a summary with some type of meaning that came from it.
You've been with us for a week here at Aviano Air Base. You've shared your story with countless airmen in different engagements this week as we've been focusing on resiliency. And I think everyone that has heard your story has been left speechless when they think on the grief, sorrow, and challenges you have been presented with. Clearly, and as you shared, Alyssa, you have learned a great deal about resiliency. What can we, those of us that are listening right now, what can we learn about resiliency?
Resilience is such a multidimensional concept that you really cannot honor the diversity of resiliency unless you look at it from various lenses. And what I really appreciate about this week is we've been able to look at it from many, many angles. In fact, today we looked at resiliency through physical wellness, physical health, physical activity, and it's such an important part of resiliency because our bodies are the vehicle through which we take in data about the world, we process that data, we decide how we're going to respond, and we align our actions with the things that we desire. So physical resilience is so important. It allows us to be mentally and cognitively intentional and aware. It helps us to emotionally regulate in a much more intentional way. And oftentimes it is a great opportunity for us to connect with others and build camaraderie together. We also looked at resiliency this week through the cognitive or mental lens. And what's so important about that is that when we think about resiliency, obviously we have to honor the adversity or the suffering or challenge that the individual is in. Otherwise, resilience wouldn't even be a term we were able to use. But when you look at the good, when you look for the positive, and when you notice those things that are still good in those hard seasons or that are even coming out of those hard seasons, it allows us to be cognitively resilient in some very, very meaningful ways. It allows us to create meaning. It allows us to extend gratitude to others where gratitude is due. And it allows us to have positive alacrity or creating these micro experiences with others that make it feel good to be in relationship with us. We also talked about emotional resilience. Talked about the ways that you can take what sometimes feels very complicated, very overwhelming emotionally. And if we do slow down with mindfulness and intentionality, we can use those emotional experiences to really inform our behavior, really inform our responses, and honor what we need at the deepest levels. Not just survive, but truly learn how to thrive by communicating with clarity and intentionality our needs. One thing we've talked about all week long through every single one of these lenses is connection, that relationships are pivotal. None of us can do this alone. We were born looking for the eyes, looking for us. We are wired to be in relationships from cradle to grave. They're such an important part of our lives. And when we are in these unique opportunities and we have these kind of shared experiences, it's actually a huge catalyst for connection. You guys being stationed here in Aviano and sharing in the experience of this season together, it is such a point of connection that I'm grateful that I've gotten to see just all of the ways in which the entire wing contributes to this shared vision and this shared mission that General Clark mentioned before. And when we honor all of these things, it'll help us eventually to thrive, not just be resilient, but thrive.
It's been incredible to see you help connect with a lot of our Y-Birds here this week. And one of the things that makes us very powerful as an Air Force is being each other's wingman. and helping each other out. Oftentimes, we think about resiliency as fighting to get back to a state that we were previously in, where we were comfortable. You have a different take on that based on your studies and experiences on resiliency. Can you please share with us?
So resiliency is the starting point. And I know that sounds different maybe than the way that we think about resiliency, but resiliency is recovering to a previous state of functioning. And we're so wired for resiliency that about 80% of the population, even when they're exposed to a post-traumatic stress incident or some kind of grief, is gonna recover resiliently. And so I'm really excited about encouraging people to do more than that. There is so many things that we learn and we grow through, and characteristics and qualities that we develop, and friendships that become cultivated, and memories that are made, and ways that we view the world, the meaning that we make about ourselves, about others, about relationships, that then have to be integrated into the individual who is still here on the other side of those kinds of experiences of adversity. And so I think that we need to push for more than just resiliency, but we should push for each individual to become their highest and best self and to truly thrive in a way that integrates everything that they have experienced to show up as a new, more mature, more grateful, more connected version of themselves.
That's a really powerful perspective. Some of the things that you shared really resonate with me, resonate with our airmen in this wing. Your comments about having a positive attitude, having a spirit of gratitude, very, very important. Intentionality, being deliberate, that's so important. And we appreciate the reminder for that. The goodness that comes out of connection, and even when we're out there on the sports fields this morning, seeing all of our airmen getting ready to compete in physical activity, that connection, it's so healthy. But really, the biggest takeaway I got out of this, which I love, is how you talked about how you just didn't want to survive, but as we put this all together, all these things allow us to thrive and move forward in life, like we talked about in the beginning. Again, incredible testimony and story. And I know you have impacted many, many lives in the short time that you have been here this week at Aviano Air Base. And I'm hoping that this podcast is an additional extension of that message and that story for our audience, our listeners, and gives us something to think about. In the times that we are thriving and succeeding, those are really important times for us to focus on this so that when we are met with adversity, we are prepared and equipped to be able to face those and that not revert back to where we once were, but as you highlighted, the importance of wanting something more to grow from that. Again, for our listeners, this is Dr. Alyssa Gavilik-Hauk. Powerful story. We appreciate you being here, making the long journey to Italy to spend a week with us. And we are most grateful for the time you spent with us.
Thank you for having me and letting me be a part of this. This was an incredible experience of camaraderie and connection that I got to bear witness to. And I will take that with me.